Hi, this is Dr. Anita with another Diamond Moment. Diamonds are produced through time, heat, and pressure. The cut, the clarity, and size of the diamond will determine its value and use. We've been through many, many experiences in life, and until we go in and evaluate and process those experiences, we can never gain from them the wisdom that we need to take us through the rest of our lives. We've been asking some very tough questions. The only way to bring out and pull out the knowledge within us is to challenge those things which have limited us. And sometimes we look at the other guy having been the force that held us back, when in all actuality, we may have been the problem all along. It may have been those things that we did not evaluate, those antiquated ideas that should have been removed from our life, but instead are sitting in the driver's seat and driving us and taking us places that we never wanted to go. So it's important that we take a very critical look around us and ask ourselves some tough questions. There's been a lot of controversy taking place in the cultural sector recently about celebrities and talking out and making statements about what they think, their lives. We've seen it. You can see it just about across the board, especially in the entertainment industry. Right now, there's a strike in Hollywood, and those that are or appear to be very wealthy are speaking out and protesting, and those that are the general public are having an issue with those that make so much and misrepresenting their concern for others, as you just want more. So there's controversy from that perspective. There's controversy relating to fat shaming, relating to feeling as though you're being harassed in some way because of your gender, because of your sexual preferences. There's a lot going on in which youth are speaking out, or in which the challenges of today's society is very much in the forefront. I wanted to talk a little bit more about, are you closing doors with your mouth? We talked about that last time. Are your words representing who you really are? And did you know and understand that people can gather a lot about you simply through the words that you use? And we're not talking about, I don't have a large vocabulary, Dr. Anita. I didn't get to finish school, or I didn't do this or whatever. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the spirit of the words that you say, the way that you speak them, the amount of emotion that you place on the words that you say, and how people can determine who you are by what you say. And as I reminded you last time, there's a scripture that says that what is abundantly in your heart will come out of your mouth. It's just, that's the way we're built. That's the way we're made. And when that thing that is abundant in your heart comes out of your mouth, that's when people are able to know exactly who and what you are. Until you evaluate whether or not you're accomplishing your goals by the way that you talk, the way that you treat other people, the things that you say. There's even a situation right now going on in the criminal justice system in which someone's words, which someone's words are actually being used as evidence. Every time they speak out, they're speaking what's abundantly in their heart. And every time they speak out those words, as they say in the movies, can and will be used against you in a court of law. You can find out exactly what's going on inside of a person by the words that they choose, because they are definitely a choice. I also wanted to talk briefly about what's normal and what's not. I mean, in our lives, you know, we've gone through a number of changes. We've matured. We've moved from an infant to a toddler, to a young child, to a child going to school. We get to elementary school, the completion of that. We move to junior high school, in many cases, or middle school. And we move to high school. We leave high school. Some go on to college. Others move through a career path. But we move, we grow, and we change in those things. You can imagine that if I were entering into a phase of life where I should have learned more effectively how to communicate, if I hadn't done that, it would stick out. It would be very apparent. And so it's important that we look at what's coming out of our mouths, because it may be closing doors for us. Along with looking at those various stages of development, we also have to know and understand that those stages carry with them just kind of a normal development phase. You go through a period where you're concerned about your peer group and what everybody thinks about you. And as a teenager, the worst thing in the world is to stick out of the crowd. You want to be like everyone else. And then you get to those adult years or young adult years where maybe you're having children. And so now your focus is on those children. Your growth and development is on parenting those children in many instances, or it's on your career and being able to move forward in the workforce and being able to provide more for your family because you're doing the right things. You're meeting the right people. You're saying the right things. And so it's very, and it's always been very important, the way that we speak to others, the way that we think, because that can close doors for us. There's always been a time when, as youth, we sought to shock the older generation. That's nothing new. The book of Ecclesiastes says that there's nothing new under the sun. And so kids have always, or teens have always, sought to find ways to shock their parents, and their parents have always been shocked. And instead of it shocking us, we need to just understand it's a part of the development. It's a part of becoming who they're going to be, and to not let everything rest on those words. So I actually saw an account in history where a young king, the king was going to be replaced by his young son, the prince. And the prince decided that as a fashion statement, he was going to crease his pants in the front like we do now, or like it had been popular to do off and on throughout our history. But he had the pants folded and ironed so that there was a crease going down the front of his pant leg. And he came out to be presented at court with this new fashionable ironing style. And that young man's father felt that he had showed immaturity by having his pants ironed and creased at the knee in front of his pants. He lost the ability to be king because of something like that. So if a decision on his fashion could close doors for him, what could his words have done? We know if you've paid any attention or if you are a popular music lover, which I am, you know that we went through that rock and roll era. And in the rock and roll era, the kids, the norm was to say something real catchy in the song that would all the kids rallied around. And even though their parents were not approving of the mixing of lesser melanated children and greater melanated children, the music brought about a mixing that was never and has never been removed from our society to this day. It brought about a mixing of there's only one human race. So that's why I term it as greater or lesser melanated. The difference is the amount of melanin in their skin. It brought about a mixing of these people who are just people that some in our culture are still trying to separate. When we're looking at making choices on who's around us, on who we want to represent us, on the issues in life that are confronting us, we really do have to realize that the person that is speaking is actually telling you everything that you need to know about them. They're abundantly speaking what is abundantly in their hearts. And if you will listen to them, you would understand it's not unusual. It is the norm. The changes that take place in our life as we become who we were destined to be are often seen through the words that we speak, the things that we say. The way that we think is consistently and constantly being shared with everyone around us by what is coming out of our mouths. So I ask you again, are you closing doors with your mouth? Are your words representing who you truly are? And the entire time that you're talking, have you realized that in that time you were not listening? We're going to be continuing on, and we're going to talk about listening. We're going to talk about the way that you listen, what you're listening for, how to actively listen to what someone is saying, because it's giving us all of the information that we need to make informed decisions on the level of relationships that we have with these people. It tells us all the time exactly what we need to know about them, about their sincerity, about their truthfulness, about their ability to keep up with what they're telling other people. You know, sometimes I heard a lady say that people will lie so much until they make people hate them because they just cannot stop telling untruths. Well, I hope this has been a benefit to you. I hope it's given you something to think about. If you'd like to know more about me, please visit my website at www.draniitamc.com. That's draniitamc.com. Visit me on Fanbase and join me on Wisdom, where you can ask real questions in real time. Thank you so much for joining me. Until next time.